kids. It's Wednesday, hump day. It's April 20th, 2011. Good morning. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. My name's Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined, as always, and I hope that's always the case, by Jenny Hodges. And I left off your front porch name today, dear, but that's okay.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you today?
Man, I'm absorbing this amazing article you sent me a few days ago. This is so fantastic, Jerry. I'm elated.
Well, you know, that couldn't have come to me at any more timely of a manner, because you remember me talking about the guy that was going to the band leader job interview out in Oklahoma, and he was a big proponent of public education, more government, we should all pay more taxes.
Yep.
And he took me to task on my impressions and experience with the whole homeschool community. And I sent that to his brother, and I said, would you please forward this to your brother? Because I think when he reads it, he's going to have to come to grips with the fact that there's been a lot of sophistry that he has taken and made his own. And it also demonstrates the lack of efficacy insofar as the government-controlled school systems are concerned. I haven't had anything by way of reply, but I understand he's been very, 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 very busy trying to get his ducks in a row to go to Oklahoma to do that both interview, and he's got to do a recital as part of his job selection process. So he's been blowing on his trumpet quite a bit, I understand.
I hope he reads the article.
And, you know, I'm going to try to track this guy down, because I was stunned at just the little blurb, the two or three paragraphs about what was going on and the decline in literacy rate from World War One all the way up to just two, and including the war in Vietnam. It's plummeted. And,
well,
you know,
I've noted, you know, of course, I've done some preliminary research on the failing of the public education, the government indoctrination program of America. And I also say that it's one of the most successful programs ever instituted by any civil government anywhere in history. It's been very successful. And so what I love about this article you sent me, Jerry, is that it pulls everything together, from the eugenics to the different wars to the corporate autocracy, damns all the people that are being incriminated and everything else, and it's all right there. And it's
and
by,
who was it written by, dear?
School teacher.
Yeah. And what award did this public school teacher get? You don't have to nail it down. We'll keep that as a secret. But what award did he get? It's right up there at the top of the article.
This is a New York State Teacher of the Year. He was Teacher of the Year in 1991. He has been named New York City Teacher of the Year three times. I sent this article, which was written November 3rd of 2006, to my sister-in-law, who has a radically different approach to education. I've talked about her on the show, that she just does not do any formal structured education. The children grow up around her and learn by default, really, and her kids are really smart, and her second born is reading on the same level as my second born, and they're 6 years apart, just to give you an example. So,
well, which one is older, dear? That's the telling
thing.
Oh,
my second born, Caroline, okay. She reads on a middle school level, and I would say Jaira, who is the same age as my Gabriel, my six-year-old, Jaira's probably reading on the same level as Caroline.
Wow. Well, yep. We're going to try to get a hold of this guy and have him on, because I think this would be a wonderful topic for discussion and give the listeners an opportunity to weigh in on it, too. Golly, that was a quick interlude, wasn't there? We're going to cut away to a break, and when we come back, it'll be time for Hit and Run News. Don't go anywhere.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
It's time for Hit and Run News. I would be willing to bet you that everybody within the sound of my voice recognizes the name Gerald Celente. He's made several videos. I think he's been in some other people's videos. And he's a guy that has gained quite a bit of recognition as being a forecaster, an economic forecaster in, by way of many appraisals. And this was at lewrockwell.com this morning, and I'm only going to give you just an excerpt. Gerald Celente says that by 2012, America will become an undeveloped nation, that there will be a revolution marked by food riots, squatter rebellions, tax revolts, and job marches, and that the holidays will be more about obtaining food, not gifts. Now, Jenny was telling me something very interesting during the break just now that I asked her to tell you folks about after I gave you that little tidbit.
All right. Is that my cue?
Your cue, dear. Jump right in there.
Well, my whole opinion of educating my offspring has gone through a radical change this year. And at the beginning of this past school year that we're just wrapping up, I was highly frustrated because I was attempting to do traditional in-the-schoolroom schooling in addition to normal activities, producing food and so on and so forth. And as we progressed through the school year, I have radically altered what I think of homeschooling and home education and education in general for children. Now I'm more of the opinion that children should grow up with their parents and they should learn what their parents are doing as their parents are doing it. And there shouldn't be a special school time or special divorcement of education and day-to-day life. Then I started thinking about, you know, different things that we're doing now, which is plants and aquaponics and blah, blah, blah. Well, shoes are a big issue for me because I hate buying products from third world countries. I don't like buying trash. And it frustrates me that you can't visit a shoe cobbler locally and hire him to make shoes for your family. High quality, long lasting shoes. So I started doing a search on homemade shoes, and I came across this website that I was telling Jerry about this morning, healthyhandmadeshoes.com. And Glenn Leisure is the guy who originally, I think, started this website. He unfortunately died August 30th, 2010. But before he died, he had put together a school of training people how to build shoes. And he had been in the process of putting together a very extensive DVD class for people to purchase and learn the art of shoemaking in their own home. And he said in 20 years of being a cobbler, he never met another person who made shoes. So this is what spawned his interest in shoemaking. And this is something they haven't come out with a DVD yet. I'm contacting the family who's putting it out to let them know that I would like to pre-order this DVD series, and that's one of the skills that I'm going to be teaching my children. But if you guys are interested, healthyhandmadeshoes.com, and I think we need to be more realistic about actively bringing industry back home, especially if we are feeling that the global grid is in the process of collapsing. Is that what you wanted me to say, Jerry? Well, now I'm all by myself. I hear the crickets, which means I get to pontificate longer.
No, dear, I was distracted for just a moment, and I didn't want to answer your question entirely out of hand, but I think you're spot on. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking while you were talking that I really did enjoy leather shop back when I was a kid in school, and that might be something that we would want to look at, too, because I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think it would be a lot of fun, and also for my children, as a family, we're always talking about, well, we really need to have a family business, and of course, we're getting underway with our fish in a barrel, and you know, we've just been having so much fun learning hands-on tools. Well, the clincher for me, Jerry, I'm just loving this article on education that you sent me, because this guy, teacher of the year, three times running in New York State, no less, says repeatedly that the whole point of modern education for the last 110 years or so has been to dismantle that family unit of education and entrepreneurship and local industry that is the death blow to corporatocracy.
Let me throw something in here for you. Elaine's brother and his ex-wife were school teachers. And we had a great many conversations about the school teaching operation here in Georgia. And, you know, because they were school teachers, I began to pay a little bit more attention, randomly, of course, but a little bit more attention to what pronouncements were coming out of the National Education Association, the NEA. And, you know, I actually confronted Elaine's brother about one of the things that the NEA said, that teachers were being told that their job was not to educate, that their job was to make citizens of the world. In other words, communize all the children, and that education, them learning the reading, writing, and arithmetic, were secondary to that end goal. And they were kind of caught flat-footed when I brought that and put that in front of them, but it seemed to fit with the way that education was organized and the fact that they were actually chafing against it because they didn't feel as though they were actually being allowed to teach anymore. And It just all stacks up. All of these pieces of the puzzle are all falling into place in a very short amount of time. And I think it's telling. And we're all of a sudden being exposed to all the different nuances of how they've tried to destroy freedom, tried to destroy American lifestyle. And I'm not talking about the exorbitant or the lifestyle where we buy everything simply because we can buy everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the old American values of freedom, responsibility, those things that were in, that were hallmarks of America back in the beginning portions of the very last century, not this one. We're still decadent, and even though we're starting to lose that because it's being forced upon us, because decadence always has a cost that eventually you'll have to pay. And I just think it's marvelous. It is absolutely marvelous that all these things are coming about nearly all at the same time and are revealing the circumstances. And, you know, if we sit on our butts and we allow this crap to continue, we deserve what we have. That's all I have to say about that, dear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got to pull our children out of government indoctrination programs, but we need to prepare them for the fact that our world is radically changing, and if the revolution is going to be successful, it means bringing back local economy and local industry and bringing back the solid family unit. You know, one of the interesting things, one of the things that irritates me is how much formalized schooling is required of our current system in order to be a doctor or an attorney or anything else. I mean, it's insane, Jerry, how many years and how many stupid classes you have to take to get to what you really want to do. Well, this shoemaker that I was talking about, he went through a 2-week intense apprenticeship, another week-long intense apprenticeship, and then he started teaching the art of shoemaking.
Wow.
And this is the reality. It really doesn't take that long to secure some of these skills when you are focused and intense and learning the art with someone who's a real master. And I think it should be encouraging to us. And also, as we have to change, there's so many of us that are unemployed or we can't find good-paying jobs. We've got to learn skills that we've lost to other countries and bring them back to local economies.
Mm-hmm. And by and large, the shoe manufacturing industry in America was on its way out back in the 1970s. I used to work for a major manufacturer in the painting equipment business. And back then, just about every one of the larger players in that industry actually had specialized handheld spray guns for women to paint shoes. They were spraying the stain on the leather and whatnot. And because most of those domestic industries, it was women that were manufacturing the shoes. And they had those special guns that were designed to fit a woman's hand, be light and easy to maneuver. And they were aimed at the shoe industry. And you can't hardly find them nowadays because that's all dried up.
Yep. All right. Well, shall I do today in history?
You can, because we're almost out of time for this little bit of segment before we go to a commercial break. But I've got some other news stuff that we need to put out there.
Well, April 20th, 1999 was the Columbine High School shooting. I thought that article referencing all the rebellion and behavioral problems in schools and the fact that that is intentionally engineered or allowed to come into being in order to impress upon the public that we need a messianic statist government to control people who are out of control. I thought that kind of was an interesting bit. Today, 1999, Columbine High School shooting. A lot of pertinent freedom topics for you guys. So y'all stay with us. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You guys have been watching the precious metals market. I get a big grin on my face when I see what's happening. And I gave you that piece that Salente said as actually a prelude to this, but then Jenny told me about the shoemaking operation, and I thought it deserved to be inserted in there. If you watch the metals, you no doubt know that gold futures have risen to a record high this morning of $1,505.70 an ounce, as U.S. debt concerns are weighing down the dollar, not to mention the fact that they're still spewing a bunch of new ones into existence because we're now quite plainly simply monetizing the debt. Nobody outside the United States is much interested in buying United States government debt issues anymore, and so the Federal Reserve System is picking up the slack, and that is the worst kind of inflation, and that's one of the reasons that we're seeing this pressure on gold and silver. Be that as it may, we already recognize that what we've just described is boosting demand for precious metals as an alternative investment, and some would say as a safe haven to preserve the value of their wealth as they destroy the dollar. Silver, too, is doing the very same thing because silver is closing on, it's now gone over $45 an ounce this morning, and that's a level that we've not seen in the price of silver since back in 1980. The dollar dropped against the euro today on speculation that the European Central Bank will continue to raise borrowing costs as some nations are struggling to contain sovereign debt. Now, I wouldn't expect for some time to come that you're going to see the Federal Reserve Bank here in America jack up the cost of money, because they recognize that even though we're being told that we're in the middle of an economic recovery, if they bump the interest rate up, anything that's going on in the American economy today will simply come to a grinding halt. Now, we're not the only people that recognize what's going on, and it's amazing that the rating agency Standard & Poor's has revised its long-term outlook on U.S. debt to negative from stable, casting substantial doubt on Washington's ability or resolve, quite frankly, to tackle its huge debt and fiscal deficits. Yeah, baby, you know it was rather difficult for them to remove those rose-colored glasses over there at S&P, but I think that they deserve a tip of the hat for finally mustering the courage to do so. This move, and it's the very first time that Standard & Poor's has ever placed such a warning on the United States' gold standard AAA rating, and it's raised the stakes and will no doubt be reflected in increased borrowing costs or tailing off of interest, if in fact we could even call it interest, in those wanting to buy United States government debt. And, you know, we see this as Washington's political leaders have been quibbling over how to address the government's yawning budget shortfall over the long term. Many see those actions as being remarkably similar to Nero fiddling while Rome was burning. Administration officials said S&P has underestimated political leaders' ability to agree to a path out of the country's worst financial jam since the 1930s. I would suggest that the jury is still out on that matter, but the use of the word underestimates completely sidesteps the issue of a lack of political and, frankly, moral courage on Capitol Hill. And, of course, let's not forget the veto power wielded by the Bolshevik-in-chief located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But S&P, too, said it could not foresee any deal between Democrats and Republicans until after the November 2012 presidential and congressional elections. So I guess we're supposed to suck along Susie until the next election cycle plays out. And, you know, I think that we can count on the problem is only going to worsen as a result. So it seems that political expediency, in other words, retaining one's office by soft peddling on how much needed fiscal repair and only creating the perception of noble intent, is the rule of the day. And the boys at S&P, along, of course, with a growing number of others, can see the handwriting on the wall. Because the path to addressing these problems is not clear, we have revised our outlook on the long-term rating to negative from stable. That's how S&P couched their downgrade, or a tacit downgrade. I guess we should probably relabel that. So, with no action, S&P officials have warned within 2 years it could cut the U.S. rating for the very first time, a move which would send Washington's debt costs rising dramatically. Very, very sharp increase in the interest cost. Other countries with that coveted AAA rating, and of course, they're facing deficit challenges too, and I'm talking about, you know, major industrial powers like France, Germany, Britain, have all moved in the past year on their own fiscal problems, unlike what the United States has been able to muster, and that's according to the S&P's Nicola Swan. We're going to cut away to a break, and when we come back, we got more hit and run, well, maybe some more hit and run news, but there's certainly some more freedom frenzy left to go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Grainmaker grain mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Comrades, we're back, and you know, you could weigh in on today's program. We had a caller earlier in the queue, but we don't stop hit and run news until it's Friday when we do Frenzied Friday, and I guess they got tired of waiting and hung up. So if you got an opportunity to call back, and I think it was Rick in Florida, please give us a buzz, and you guys out there in radio land could do that as well, 1-800-313-9443. Please don't be bashful. And you know, we'd like to hear from some new callers too. We've got a click that that calls, and that's nice. It really is. But you know, I want the rest of you out there to feel as though you can come to the party as well. You can come into the living room, sit down, and add your two cents, your comments, your opinions to the conversation that we're having, because that's what this program is all about. Okay. Now, Jenny, was it your turn? I think it was.
Well, I don't know if you want me to go yet, because I wasn't actually quite done with this day in history.
Okay, go. Farm it.
That back up. I don't know if you remember this, but in 2005, on April 20th, President George W. Bush signed the new bankruptcy law, making it harder for debt-ridden people to wipe clean their financial slates by declaring bankruptcy. The Act of Congress attempts to make it more difficult for consumers to discharge debt under Chapter 7. The second most popular form of bankruptcy, Chapter 13, was reorganization or debt adjustment. It appears from reading that due to some means test associated with the new laws, approximately 85% of debtors are not subject to its means test, and a large percentage of the rest are able to pass the means test. Although Chapter 7 is slightly more complicated, it appears it is still in widespread use. So they've jumbled the legal jargon, and it's kind of interesting in a decade where the on the backs of millions of laborers in America, vast quantities of cash was handed over to the corporations. The president at the same time makes it harder for the slaves to wipe their financial slates clean.
You noticed that, did you?
Yep, bailouts for the swine at the bottom of the fish tank.
Well, that's because you, me, and all the other little people in America, we can't put the big bucks in the hands of these people to make them do the things that we would like them to do.
In 1916...
We can only threaten their lives. And, you know, a lot of people look down on that, but there was a time here in America where it was a practiced art to conduct tar and feathering and riding people out of town on a rail. And I have a feeling that we might see those arts come back into vogue in 2011.
Jerry, I love you. All right, April 20th, 1961, the Texas sales tax was introduced. The House members in Texas approved a bill for a general retail sales tax of $2 on all sales in Texas except for food, medicine, and farm machinery.
Is that $2 a hundred, dear, 2% sales tax?
It must be 2%. They put a dollar sign here, but it must be 2%. The sales tax now in Austin is outrageous.
Yeah, I thought Texas had a pretty phenomenal tax rate.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. There's no income tax, but John actually prefers a state income tax because then at least you can get exemptions and wheedle your way around it if you choose to acquiesce to the false show of power.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas with the property tax, there's no way you can get out of it. And the property taxes are exorbitant around Austin anyway.
Yeah. And what kind of government service level do you have there in Texas?
Quite frankly, it's really good here in the city of Austin. I mean, their trash pickup and a lot of the services that were privatized in Georgia or pretended to be privatized, they're run by the city here in Austin. And they are a very efficient entity, although that efficiency we might be feeling because we're in Onion Creek, which is a very nice, old, established golf country club neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be that we just get better attention because of that. But anyway, it has been very good delivery of services. Hmm. Now, the municipal court is a total fraud, and the Popo are a bunch of costume-wearing thugs. And there is no respect for law or understanding of law within the Attorney General's office in terms of their customer service help staff. And also, the Office of Public Records in Austin is a fraud. But other than that, it's been pretty good.
Well, like Vivian says, Popo show is bad.
Damn Popo bad. My baby says, I love it. In 1914, on April 20th, men, women, and children were killed today when violence broke out between militiamen and striking coal miners in Ludlow, Colorado. 1929, on April 20th, plans were announced to build the tallest building in the world in New York for the Bank of Manhattan, which would be 63 stories high. Isn't that so appropriate? On the 20th of April, 1945, the German army in Leipzig surrendered, and U.S. troops controlled Leipzig and continued to march to Munich. It's kind of interesting. This is interesting. On April 20th, 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the use of busing to achieve racial desegregation in schools. Now, you know, quite frankly, if all the black people of America had been left out of government indoctrination programs all these years, they would be much better off than having been put in with the rest of the slaves.
Do you think that the United States Supreme Court overstepped their bounds in that ruling?
The United States Supreme Court has no business involving itself on matters of education. There shouldn't be public government indoctrination programs. It's a welfare thing where you take money from the masses and appropriate it for school and education.
But so, doesn't it go farther than that? Doesn't it embark on freedom of association and compelled association?
Well, while the Titanic is sinking, we can discuss all the faulty elements on it. But the bottom line is the government has no business stealing wealth from the populace and allocating those resources to educate the general public.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But I just think that that ruling expanded federal authority, again, beyond the scope of the Constitution, because I can't find anything in there that would lead me to believe that they could influence who anybody associated with. And, you know, they've also done that in the real estate market by demanding or enforcing who you can sell your property to and who you can't. So, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, also what you can do with your property once you have it. But quite frankly, mm-hmm. Jerry, if a bunch of parents are on board with giving their children to government indoctrination programs, they're also on board with the theft of their neighbors to pay for educating the people they've downloaded, I would say at that point you get what you asked for, and for then the government to breathe down your neck and tell you that we're going to bus kids in, which was extremely damaging to black children because the black teachers were much tougher on them. There wasn't this race card or race situation. It really was an undermining of the black population. It was a negative for everybody, but government indoctrination programs are a general negative. And had the Supreme Court stayed out of it and the black population not been sucked into the whole public school system, they would have been much better off, in my never-to-be-humble opinion.
So you think that they were baited into that?
I think that the elitist class made hay while sunshine, and they used the discontent and frustration and the leadership of Martin Luther King to pull the black people into a very productive educational program that made a people more easily controlled and dominated, and who recognized their purpose in supplying labor for corporations.
So you think Martin Luther King was pulling on that train from the front and the ACLU might have been pushing from the rear?
I don't know about the ACLU. I think that Martin Luther King was trying to bring attention to some very real problems, and that the elitist manipulated and used that momentum for their own good, just the way they've used the momentum of all sorts of good revolutions to benefit themselves and their agenda.
Well, the reason I asked that question is it's a pretty well-known fact that the ACLU has in its roots some communist ties.
Yep.
And that they were, hand in glove with the civil rights movement from the get-go. And that they've been seen as an engine of change, lo these many years, and it just seemed to tie into the expansion of government authority where it doesn't really exist. That's where
I think the Communist Manifesto was alive and well long before Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
We are a communist country and have been for years. The ACLU today is one of the few entities purporting a constitutionally restrained government, and I find myself agreeing and wondering where our faith and family organizations are in what the ACLU is decrying. Now, did Martin have communist ties? Well, we've commented, times of freedom or different fights or wars that you have makes for interesting bedfellows.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. Yeah, I don't think that necessarily incriminates King.
Well, the old maxim, you got to watch who you stand in line with. But since we're talking about the ACLU, let me give you this little news story out of Michigan.
Okay.
The Michigan State Police there have a high-tech mobile forensics device that can be used to extract information from cell phones belonging to motorists stopped for minor traffic violations. The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan last Wednesday demanded that state officials stop stonewalling freedom of information requests for information on that program. The ACLU learned that the police had acquired the cell phone scanning devices and in August 2008 filed an official request for records on the program, including logs of how the devices were used. The state police responded by saying that they would provide that information only in return for a payment of $544,000 and change. The ACLU found that charge to be outrageous. Law enforcement officials are known on occasion to encourage citizens to cooperate if they have nothing to hide, ACLU staff attorney Mark P. Fancher wrote. No less should be expected of law enforcement, and the Michigan State Police should be willing to assuage concerns that these powerful extraction devices are being illegally used by honoring our requests for cooperation and disclosure. The United States Department of Justice test of the Cellebrite UFED used by Michigan police found the device could grab all of the photos and video off of an iPhone within 1.5 minutes. The device works with 3,000 different phone models and can even defeat password protections. Complete extraction of existing, hidden, and deleted phone data, including call history, text messages, contacts, images, and geotags, a Cellebrite brochure explains regarding the device's capabilities. The physical analyzer allows visualization of both existing and deleted locations on Google Earth. In addition, location information from GPS devices and image geotags can be mapped on Google Maps. The ACLU is concerned that these powerful capabilities are being quietly used to bypass Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches. With certain exceptions that do not apply here, a search cannot occur without a warrant in which a judicial officer determines that there is probable cause to believe that the search will yield evidence of criminal activity, Fancher wrote. A device that allows immediate surreptitious intrusion into private data creates enormous risks that troopers will ignore those requirements to the detriment of the constitutional rights of persons whose cell phones are searched. The National ACLU is currently suing the Department of Homeland Security for its policy of warrantless electronic searches of laptops and cell phones belonging to people entering the country who are not even suspected of committing any crime. Big Brother's out there. Big Brother is getting swifter and swifter, and certainly more insidious, isn't he?
He really is. I don't know. I think I'm on the verge of burying my iPhone in the backyard. No one can reach me on it anyway, so.
Amen to that, dear.
It's making it easier for the feds. I know. This morning I decided John was leaving town. I said, you know, I've decided to finally get my day planner out and make use of my iPhone and respond to all these voicemails. And John's like, why would you do a thing like that? Because for the past 2 weeks I haven't been keeping up with anything. I've been working hard every day, but just, you know, happily divorced from all those hanging over my head deadlines and to-dos. And I told John, I said, well, the world hasn't come to an end. This is so pleasant. I might just bury the day planner in the iPhone. Set up a little tombstone heading.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we got a bunch of people in the queue, dear. I think we ought to start talking to folks that have called in. What do you think?
All right, go ahead.
We got Mark in Georgia. He's number one in the queue. What you got for us today, Mark?
Well, I was just wondering. I'd be very facetious when I say, how are you celebrating Hitler's birthday today?
Is it really Hitler's birthday?
Oh, as it happens. I was just watching this guy named David Irving, and he is a British historian. He doesn't have a doctorate or a university position. He's like, I'm doing primary research. This is what I found. And by the way, a lot of things that you've been led to believe are based on the official account of history. So he's an iconoclast, and he's been horribly
hurt. How did we miss that?
Well, his name is David Irving. Look him up on YouTube. He's written, like...
I don't know how I missed that today is Adolf Hitler's birthday. He was born on April 20th, 1889.
Yeah. And the thing is that what David Irving points out is what, you know, and I was trying to reason with my brother that just because something is authoritatively and repeatedly asserted does not make it true. He's not a Holocaust denier. He's a Holocaust skeptic. He doesn't dismiss that a lot of Jews died. But how did they die and how many really died, you can only discern by examining the evidence.
Yeah, and Mark, you're going to have to hang on. Mark, you're going to have to hang on. We've got to cut away to a break. We'll be right back, you guys. Don't go anywhere.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
ahead, Mark. What else have you got for us besides it being Hitler's birthday?
Well, the thing I try to be clear is I'm not dismissing any evil on the part of any person, but quite typically one manipulation tactic is to have a figurehead of evil, whether it's Saddam Hussein or bin Laden.
Yeah, boogeyman.
And the thing we need to really dwell on is that, you know, the face, when Bush said America was attacked by a faceless coward, I came to agree. We were attacked by a faceless coward who pinned blame on other parties that had no direct involvement. And, you know, like I say, I challenge people, I challenge the GOP, why is it you have no proof that bin Laden did it? And the clock is ticking on the 60 days that Phil Gingrey has to produce that body of evidence, or by default he's admitting he doesn't have any. And I told his office, look, if there's issues of security or expertise, I'll get in touch with the 9/11 truth community to get what you need. But, you know, empty rebuttal only underscores you don't have any evidence that bin Laden did it. So my view is there is a satanic counterfeit of Judaism, and in the name of the Lord, the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, I say I will not stand for people using the term Jew as a term of derision. The problem is not Judaism. The problem is a satanic counterfeit. And the plutocracy that created all of these various figureheads and put them in a power, they are far more evil than all of these figureheads of evil combined. And, you know, without the plutocracy behind the scenes manipulating things, none of these people would have gotten as far as they got, right?
Well, I take a little bit of exception to some of the stuff that you said, but right. I don't think this is the forum to get into a long, drawn-out discussion about it. Okay. For one thing, when certain terms that you've used, Mark, I think that every time that you use that certain term in particular, you need to qualify what definition that we should accept as your basis for further conversation, and you didn't do that. And... Okay. And I think that creates a whole lot of problems in any further interpretation of the information that you are attempting to convey.
Okay. Well, I want to clarify that in my assessment, the hypothesis, the model I'm operating, is the Rothschilds, and there's a number of family names. It's the same family network. They are the ones that created the global fiat empire. They are the ones that have provocateured wars. And I hear people regurgitating a lot of Zio-Nazi disinformation and propaganda, and I'm like, where did you get this? Well, it's common knowledge. It's like, when I hear people say...
Like what, Mark? Like what, for instance?
Like claiming that Muslims will convert people at the edge of a sword, and there are certain aberrations that exist within Islam, but you can no more pin that on Islam than you can pin the Spanish Inquisition on Christianity. So, and there are certain cultural things that, you know, it's like, I find... certain practices like female genital mutilation. I find that disgusting, but that's a cultural issue. And as a cultural issue, it's not a legitimate reason to invade some other country.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we need to say, look, we've got our own thing, and I'll try to explain to people. It's like, wait a minute. The U.S. Army slaughtered Native Americans because...
Hey, Mark, we're going to have to cut away to another break. I appreciate you calling today. You've had some very good stuff today, and I thank you for that. We got to move on, though, because I got people piling up behind you.
The next round of the worst